Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most effective tension moves in drum and bass, the rewind moment. And just to be clear, this is not just a gimmick. When it's done right, a rewind is a memory hook. It grabs a phrase the listener already knows, pulls it back for a second, drops the energy out, and then slams the groove back in with more weight. That's exactly the kind of arrangement move that makes a DNB tune feel bigger, more dangerous, and way more memorable. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12 using a sampling first workflow, so the whole idea is to treat your source material like audio you can shape, cut, reverse, and restage. That means we're not just placing notes, we're designing a moment. The best place for a rewind is usually near the end of a 16-bar build, at the end of a drop phrase, or right before you switch into a new section. Think of it like a phrase marker. It says, hold up. Bring that back and then opens the door to the next impact. So let's build it step by step. Start by choosing a loop that already has identity. That could be a 1-bar or 2-bar drum loop, a bass call and response phrase, or a combined drum and bass riff that already feels like the hook of the tune. For a rewind, recognizable material matters more than complexity. In fact, the simpler and more memorable the source, the harder the rewind lands. Drop that loop into an audio track and make sure it's locked tightly to the grid. If it's drum heavy, use warp in beats mode first, because that usually keeps the transients punchy and stable. Only reach for complex pro if you absolutely need it. For jungle style material, a little swing and ghost note energy is great. For rollers or neuro, the phrase can be a bit cleaner, but it still needs enough movement to feel alive once it gets chopped. A good working range is around 170 to 174 BPM, with your source loop sitting around 1 or 2 bars long. And leave yourself some headroom. Aim for peaks around -6 to -3 dB so you've got space to process later. Now here's a really important move. Resample the phrase into a new audio clip. In Ableton, set up a new audio track. Route the source into resampling and record 4 to 8 bars. Plus a little extra tail if there's delay or reverb hanging off the phrase. Why do this instead of just editing the original loop? Because once the idea is printed to audio, you can treat it like a sample. You get a lot more control over the shape of the rewind, and the whole thing starts to feel intentional. If the source is a little inconsistent, you can use utility to trim the gain before recording, and if it needs a little more thickness, add a small amount of saturator before you print it. We're talking subtle here. Just enough to give the sound some glue and body. Don't smash it yet. Once you've got the printed clip, consolidate the best section so you're working with one clean file. This is your rewind raw material. Next, slice it up. You can use slice to new MIDI track if you want more performance style control, or you can cut directly in arrangement if you prefer precise editing. For an intermediate workflow, I'd usually start with manual arrangement edits or transient-based slicing, because that makes it easier to preserve the musical logic of the phrase. As you slice, keep the important anchor points. Preserve the downbeat, a fill or pickup, and at least one signature moment that tells the listener exactly what phrase is being rewound. If it's a breakbeat, keep the kick snare backbone and some ghost notes. If it's bass heavy, try separating the low end from the texture. You can duplicate the clip. Put a Q8 on one copy and low pass it to keep the sub and low bass, then high pass the other copy so it only carries the mid and top character. That separation helps a lot later, because the rewind can stay clear instead of turning into a muddy blob. A simple starting point is to keep the low layer under about 120 to 180 Hz, and the texture layer above that. Also, if you make any hard cuts, add tiny fades so you avoid clicks. Now we get to the fun part. Making it feel like a rewind instead of just an edit. Duplicate the strongest fragment and reverse one copy. Use that reversed piece as a lead-in to the original hit or the next drop. A classic shape is half a beat or a beat of reversed audio, then a brief gap, then the original phrase returns. That little pocket of silence is huge. Seriously, don't skip that. The absence is what makes the return feel physical. You can exaggerate the moment with stock Ableton effects. Echo is great for a short smear before the stop. Reverb can stretch the air around the phrase. Beat repeat can create a micro stutter if you want the rewind to feel more nervous and mechanical. And auto filter is perfect for closing the sound down before the reset. A simple starting recipe might be a short echo at 1/8 or 1/16 time, low feedback, and a small dry/wet amount. Then automate an auto-filter low-pass sweep from open to much darker over 1 or 2 bars. If you want extra drama, let a little reverb bloom just before the gap, but keep it controlled. You want tension, not a wash. If you're going for a darker vibe, reverse a snare with a bit of room on it. If you want jungle energy, reverse a brick slice with some swing and ghost note movement. The point is not to reverse everything. The point is to reverse just enough that the listener feels the motion pulling backward. Now let's make sure the bass return actually hits the body, not just the ears. A rewind moment lives or dies by the bass re-entry. If the bass comes back weak, the whole thing feels small, so design the return with intention. You might use a clean sub layer, a moving mid bass, and maybe the top layer for grit or air. For the sub, keep it simple and mono. Utility on the sub track with width set to 0 is a good habit. For the mid bass, you can use Wavebeatable, a resampled Reese, or any distorted texture that moves in the 150 to 500 Hz range. If you want it heavier, use Saturator or Roar on the mid layer, but keep the low end controlled. A little sidechain compression from the kick can help the return breathe, especially if the groove is dense. And here's a really good arrangement trick. Don't let the bass play constantly through the rewind gap. Let silence do some of the work. Even half a beat of absence can make the comeback feel massive. In DNB, space is power. The drums around the rewind need to support the gesture too. In the bars leading up to the stop, add a fill, remove one kick, or thin out a hat pattern so the ear senses that something is about to happen. A snare pickup on the last half bar can work really well. Then, when the groove returns, bring the main drum backbone back and with confidence. If the original break loses too much punch after processing, layer a clean transient over it so the restart snaps. You can put a drum bus on the whole kit and use glue compressor lightly just to keep it together. The goal is cohesion, not flattening. If the hats or fills get harsh, a small dip around the 4 to 5.5 kHz area with a Q8 can help. Now automate the whole thing like a performance move. This is where the rewind really comes alive. Use arrangement automation or clip envelopes to close the filter over one or two bars, increase delay feedback briefly, swell the reverb, and then drop the volume into near silence for a split second before the return. A strong shape is this. Tension build, intensify, filter closes, delay blooms, brief stop, rewind phrase returns, then the full drop hits again. That last part is important. The rewind should not feel like the end of the energy. It should feel like the tune has reloaded and come back stronger. And when you place it in the arrangement, think like a selector and a dancer. The listener needs enough time to recognize the phrase, but not so much that it gets stale. So a rewind often works best at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar block. At the end of second drop phrase, or as a transition into a new section, where you want a clean pivot without writing a long breakdown. A really practical DNB structure could look like this. Intro, build, drop A, development, rewind moment, then drop a variation or drop B. That rewind acts like a phrase marker and a hype reset at the same time. Once the arrangement is working, polish the sampling chain. Check for low-end buildup in the reversed samples. Use EQ8 to high-pass anything that doesn't need sub. Make sure the bass stays mono where it counts. Trim any weird peaks that pop out after the reversal. And if the rewind still feels muddy, the issue is usually too much low-mid energy or too much reverb tail. Cut that before you add more effects. Here's a great teacher tip. After you build the rewind, solo it once just to check the mechanics, then immediately hear it in context with the drums, bass, and the next section. If it only sounds good soloed, it's probably too complicated. In a full DNB arrangement, clarity beats cleverness. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't make the rewind too long. Most effective rewind gestures are half a bar to one bar at most. Don't drown the reverse sample in huge reverb. Don't let the sub continue under the stop, because that steals impact from the return. And don't reverse everything. Keep at least one clear anchor, like a snare or bass stab, so the listener stays oriented. Also, be careful not to overquantize the chopped pieces. A tiny bit of human offset can make the whole move feel more like a DJ rewind, and less like a grid-based edit. That little looseness is part of the character. If you want to push it further, try a few advanced variations. You can create a half-speed rewind illusion by duplicating the phrase, stretching the duplicate slightly, and using it only for the last beat, before the stop. That gives you a warp drag back feeling without changing the main groove. You can do a pitch pull rewind by automating a quick pitch dip on the final bass hit, and then snapping it back on the return. That works especially well on resampled bass shots. Or try a fake out rewind. Pull the energy down, reverse the phrase, then bring back a different variation instead of the original. That's a great way to move into a new bass pattern without losing the sense of momentum. Another strong option is the layered rewind. Combine one reverse drum slice, one reversed bass texture, and one filtered ambience tail. Keep each layer narrow in purpose so the whole moment stays readable. For darker or heavier DNB, a really effective move is to print the base phrase, reverse only the top layer, and keep the substrate. That gives you the tension of the rewind without wrecking low-end phase. You can also add a filtered noise burst or a vinyl-style air hit before the stop, but high-pass it so it doesn't cloud the drop. And one more pro tip. If the tune is heavy enough, sometimes a single beat of silence before the return hits harder than any fill could. That controlled hole in the groove can make the comeback feel huge. Here's a simple practice challenge to lock this in.